This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Love when this lovely lady comes and joins us here in the studio, joining us. Oh, she's an absolute talent and she's doing a comedy festival show. So why wouldn't we want to sit here and talk about it? Give it up for Geraldine Quinn.
It's like there's a whole crowd. How did you fit this audience in the tiny room?
They're locked under the table.
Oh, well, as they should
be. We feed them scraps.
Push crumbs through the desk.
How are you doing, lovely?
I'm good. I'm busy. And
you're always busy. Comedy festival time especially. So much going on.
Yeah, no, I think this is like something like my 13th year doing the festival, and every year I go, oh, there's totally like heaps of time to do all these things I'm committed to, and every time, everyone 2 weeks before goes, and I'm not even opening this week. I've still got like a week and a half. So
it is an absolutely crazy time, but it's a whole lot of fun to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. I'm so fortunate. I get to do some amazing gigs as well, like not just my own show. And you know, like I say to some younger comedians, I'm kind of like, you know, you don't have to do a show every year. Like, just wait till you get that.
You've told me that, and that's why I'm one of those younger comedians.
You're one of those. Yeah, we had this conversation off air just before you fed the audience. So when I've got a really good idea and I feel like doing it, then I'm in a fortunate position because I get to do stuff with the band as well.
Yeah.
So I've been really lucky last 7 years or so. It's always busy. But I'm very happy to do those gigs.
I mean, it's no small feat chucking the music in as well and mixing it all together and looking at comedy from a bit of a different angle. I think everyone expects a bit of stand-up and they just go, yeah, it'll just be stand-up, it'll be fine. But you've taken it to another level.
I've got songs in it is what he's saying. This particular show's like a whole bunch of really crappy things that happened to me and then I culminated in me being in the opportunity to have, that's not a sentence, sorry. It's pre-festival, I don't know how English works. Me getting a dog, and I'd always wanted a dog, and how that's a lot harder than I thought as well.
Oh, so you're not the queen bitch that's in the title?
No. Bill is the bitch. Capability Brown is her full name, and only landscape gardeners seem to get that joke. she digs, but she's called Bill for short, which confused my dad an awful lot because my dad's nearly 80, so he kept calling my dog he. It's like, it's a girl. She's got a non-gender conforming name. Bill, like Bill Potts in Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean,
Billy Piper, that's Bill.
No, she's not Billy, she's not, Bill.
I mean, yeah.
Billy's Bill. Like, you know, that's too girly for me.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm like girly. I am wearing sequins right now and a massive frock that's got roosters on it. But it's roosters, not chickens.
It's true, it's
and
true.
And you have an incredible brooch.
Oh, do you know who it is?
It is.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Grayson Perry.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Grayson Perry is a ceramics artist from the UK. He's hilarious. He's done a couple of really fantastic series one was to do with Englishness, one was to do with maleness. What is maleness? And he I believe he identifies as heterosexual, but he dresses in like a hyper baby doll kind of feminine way to play with the presentation of gender. And his hair is really like this, a little blonde bob. You've got to look him up.
And he's a giant brooch. Got to look it up, absolutely. What was the name again?
Grayson Perry.
Grayson Perry.
And he's a very talented ceramics designer as well. But it's worth looking at this series that he did because he, in the themes that he was exploring, he went and looked and talked to different people and then he created a piece of art at the end. One of them was this series of enormous tapestries and that were trying to capture the essence of whether it was what it meant to be English or what it meant to be a man and and all of the permutations of that. And yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Wow, that sounds great. But enough about him.
I know.
We're here to talk about you.
I know. Sorry.
Now, you had a whole lot of crazy stuff happen that led to you getting a dog. What are some of these things? Because just looking at the press release, I'm like, that was giving me a headache even just thinking.
I don't want my show to give people a headache.
No, but even just thinking, oh my God, look, I haven't had enough time getting through the week.
Well, I fell over and grazed my knee. I've actually done it again last week because my ankle's very, very weak.
I mean, Michael's doing worse than you.
I know. I felt so bad. Oh, the poor guy. I'm so sorry. The point was that I actually injured my ankle when I was 10 from roller skating, the first time I went roller skating, because I loved Xanadu.
I mean, that's fair enough.
And that's continued, like, I continue to fall over a lot. And then I ended up in hospital in emergency. I got cellulitis on the knee. And then a little bit after that, I
thought you just said cellulite.
Cellulitis is an infection of the tissue underneath your skin.
Oh, God.
It can kill you.
But it hasn't.
It hasn't, because I'm doing show. And other things that happened where I ended up having to move back out to Dandenong, where I grew up, and also my entire rental property flooded.
Oh, my God.
In a freak storm. Yay!
That's Melbourne.
But now I can have a dog, and so I got her in my life. And gosh, it's hard. You sort of know it's hard. You kind of, in your brain you do, but it's not till you've got a puppy that you're like, oh, no, I'm responsible for you.
Yeah, you can't just go, oh, I'll eat whenever I want. You've got to look after them.
Yeah, I've got to walk her. You know how most people, like when they've got dogs and you pick up your keys or the lead and they're like, cool, we're going for a walk, and they get excited? My dog knows I'm leaving the house when I put pants on. Because I was so down after all this crap, and now I've got this animal that's like, yeah, cool, you got your pants. Let's go.
Let's do it.
You're dressed. You're not in your pajamas all day.
Now, is Bill going to be at the show?
Fingers crossed. The plan is she may make an appearance. It is difficult because she's a freaking stag hound. And everyone goes, what's that?
I don't know what that means.
It's like a dog the size of a horse, nearly.
Oh, okay.
And I need someone to wrangle her while I'm on stage.
I mean, that makes sense now when I look at the picture.
Oh, that picture's old.
Okay.
Oh, she's much bigger. She's so much bigger.
Oh, my God.
She's 23 kilos and she's not 10 months yet.
What? Why such a huge dog? Why not a chihuahua? Why?
Are you kidding? Those things are so loud. I live in a unit now. I've got really close neighbours. So
you want a gentle giant.
Gentle giant, doesn't bark quite as much, and means I have to put pants on and leave the house because I have to walk her because there's not much room. But yeah.
Well, this sounds like an absolute hoot. You've got the band.
Yeah.
You've got the dog.
Well, the band is two musicians, but yes.
Hey, it's still a band.
And
isn't the band more than one?
Yeah, I'm working with Roderick Cairns and Zanny Kolak, who's a really amazing fiddle player. Some people.
You're also performing instruments.
I might not be, but I'm singing. Yeah.
Well, that's an instrument.
That's three.
Yeah. Don't undersell yourself.
And I have been taking roller skating lessons because...
Oh, my God, that excites me.
Yeah. There should be some roller skating at the end of the show. Not with a dog.
No.
That's too dangerous.
I mean, that would be insane.
Can I tell you, I'm sorry, this might end up in, I think it's going to be in this show at some point, but I was at roller skating, I go to an adult class out in Scoresby because I live out in the middle of nowhere now.
An adult class?
Roller skating.
Oh, sorry.
What did you think of me?
I was like, adults.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I need that.
No. And it's great because most of them didn't start till they were 50. So you don't feel like an idiot.
Oh, perfect.
Because children give you all sorts of, yeah. They mock you.
Oh, completely. They're evil.
Yeah.
That's why I won't have
children
them.
Are evil. And one of the women, we were trying to remember everybody's names, and she's like, what's your name again? So it's Geraldine. She went, I'll remember that because there's a singer called Geraldine Quinn and I've seen a couple of her shows. And I went, yeah, that's literally me. She went, no. The chapel off chapel. She was, were you in that 80s show, that circus? I said, yeah, that was like 6 weeks ago and I was hosting. You're amazing. So I might only get 2 feet, but I had to conquer the fear. Please come and watch me maybe fall over.
Absolutely. The roller skating, if the voice isn't enough, the roller skating certainly
I'm singing Xanadu while I do it.
Well, there you go.
Will your limbs be warmed as well?
What do you mean?
Have like leg warmers or arm warmers?
I've totally ordered leg warmers. I ordered leg warmers. I've got hot pink skates that I bought ages ago trying to get over this fear that I had since I was 10, and I didn't do it. And now I'm today. I skated today, and I actually rolled.
I think I'm going to wear roller skates just to come. I'm going to wear my roller skates.
No, don't do that. You might fall. I'm not sure my public liability.
I probably will.
Public liability. Who deals with that during comedy?
You can help me. You sit at the front, and I'll grab you because I can't always stand up.
I mean, then if you're going to be in the front row, it's just that thing of make sure that you're the bumper bar. So if you're sitting towards it, just push back.
Oh no. You understand. Underestimate how scared I am, and that is directly corresponding to how slow I go.
Oh, I love it. Well, you absolutely have to go and check out Geraldine. She's performing Queen Bitch as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. kicking off at the Cooper's Malthouse. We've got a bit of time to go, which is good. Plenty of time to warm up those roller skating legs. On Tuesday, the 10th of April, heading all the way through to Sunday, the 22nd of April. So be sure to head to the Comedy Festival website and get your tickets. Happening every single night except for Wednesdays and Mondays.
Well,
Mondays and just Wednesday, the 18th of April. Look, I mean, don't listen to me. Just go to the website and look, and that'll have the actual information.
You won't
there.
Be able to book in a night that it's not on.
Exactly. Now, more importantly, before we say goodbye to you, which house in Harry Potter would you be in? Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Gryffindor.
Slytherin.
You'd be Slytherin?
Yeah.
Slytherin all the way. Because we were having a competition asking people, and someone messaged in saying, this is Lachlan, that they would be Hufflepuff, so they're into pillow fights, romantic walks along the beach, and Coco Van.
Oh my God, I was totally a teenage goth wannabe. I would have been a full goth, but I didn't want to dye my hair because it's like ginger. but I would totally be Slytherin. I wouldn't be quite as much of an arse, though. Perhaps.
You'd be the conniving Slytherin.
I would when I needed to be, but I pretend I was nice.
Well, why not? Oh, can't wait to go and see Queen Bitch as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Cooper's Malthouse.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.